he's doing a really good job right now. He's got to keep improving, keep getting better, but I think people are feeling really comfortable with him in the middle. It's really tough as a rookie to learn any position, much less try to learn five positions at once. So he's a really smart kid. He's got a lot of ability, obviously, and I think we're going to see a lot of good things from him this year.
Joe, we've seen three right tackles with the first team offense in nine practices. So I think on the outside, we think, you know, that could be a concern, you know, trying all these different guys. How do you view that situation?
Well, I think it's no surprise we're trying to find who's going to be the starting right tackle. And like you mentioned, there's been three guys out there kind of battling for the spot. I think Austin Pastewer did a really good job yesterday. He's the guy that's got the most experience. Greco was hurt at the beginning of camp, so they bumped Austin to guard initially. And I think now that Greco has come back, I think we'll probably settle with Austin, I'm guessing, at the right tackle for the time being.
What do you like about Pastewer? I know you got to know him a little bit last year.
He's just a tough, hard-nosed guy. He's got a couple years of starting experience under his belt, and I think that's huge in the NFL. To be able to have some game-time experience, it's invaluable because things happen really fast, and there's a lot to learn in your rookie season. So having a guy with some experience out there will be really important.
Is it important to pick the best five starting with game one of preseason, or not important?
All things being equal, it's obviously important, I would say. You want any time you're putting an offensive line together to find the best five guys, and that's kind of our search right now, and I think we're getting closer to finding those best five guys, and hopefully we'll have them comfortably in place by week one. And that not always happens, especially with injuries and the way the NFL goes, but that'd be the goal.
Is this the first time, Joe, that you've been in this far in the camp when you didn't know who the five guys are?
No, there's been seasons where a lot of guys were rotating through. I think back to Eric Mangini's first year, and I was the only guy that was the starter based on how training camp went. I mean, we had Hank Fraley and Alex Mack were fighting for the center position until like week one, and even our guards were kind of up in the air, our right tackle. So it's not uncommon to have position battles and have things unsettled, especially this early in camp. We haven't even had our first preseason game yet.
And now that it's official with RG3 going into the season as the quarterback, how do you feel about that position with him at it?
Rob's done a great job so far. I think he's done everything we've asked of him as a team, and he's been the leader that we'd all hoped at quarterback, and I think he'll bring a dimension being able to run the ball that few quarterbacks in the NFL have. So I think there's a lot of optimism with Robert back there at quarterback.
Joe, how do you go through so many coaching changes? Like, do you say, well, here we go again, or how do you do that?
I think you're always cautiously optimistic with a new coaching staff, but I think it's always easy to fall back on, I've got to focus on getting my job done, because in the end, that's really the only thing that I can control. So that's always easy to fall back on, but I can say I think every person on this team is really excited about having Hugh as the head coach. I think he's shown the leadership, the attention to details, and understanding of roles as a head coach, that we've got a heck of a head coach in Hugh Jackson.